T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are with Erie County Legislator Majority Leader John Brusso. And John, the legislature starts back up on Thursday. The band is back together, if you will. And one of the big things that is set to be introduced on Thursday is a resolution opposing the license plate fees. You're the person introducing it. Why do you want to introduce this?
Well, I'd like to introduce it because I just think it's a bad idea. I think the timing is bad. I think the idea is bad. Outward appearances, it looks like a cash grab, and I'm against that. I don't think that a mandate should come from the state telling us that we have to turn in our license plates that are perfectly good.
It's very interesting that you come out in opposition of this because, you know, when Governor Cuomo first introduced this idea last month to have this license plate vote that was going on, initially it was a lot of Republicans that were coming out against it. But then as time started to go on, more Democrats came out. Were you surprised to see this bipartisan opposition to it?
No, because it's just a bad idea at this, at most certainly at this time. If the plates that we had were not good, then I would think about that. But no, this is just a bad idea. So people upstate, there are more people with two-car families. I'm doing a lot of going door-to-door, walking, talking to my constituents. I see a lot of white and blue license plates that are in really good shape. There's no need for it.
What do you expect the vote to be on Thursday for this resolution?
What would I like the vote to be? 11-0.
What do you expect,
expect it to be? I think everyone's going to agree with this. When they've digested it and they really realize that it's just the wrong time and just not the right idea.
You know, I had a chance earlier today to speak with Senator Rob Orr. He introduced a bill which would essentially waive the fees for the new license plate. It's in opposition to what Governor Cuomo had said. And I asked him a question saying, you know, how much power does the county, does frankly any county have when they send a resolution to New York State, how much influence they have? He said it's quite a bit. I'd like to hear in your words also how much influence you think that this resolution will have in Albany.
Well, I think as Erie County, one of the largest counties in the state, you're going to be able to see that depending on how that vote goes tomorrow, how important it is to the people of that we represent. And you're going to find that the people we represent are not in favor of this. So they should listen to us.
If the governor comes back and says, okay, we're going to still go with the new license plates, but they're going to be free through the DMV, where do you stand on that potential idea?
I still think the timing is bad. You are now in the midst of getting your enhanced licenses. The lines in the DMV, even with the appointment app that you can now fill out and go in a certain time, and that cuts your time down in line at the DMV. I just think it's bad. It's bad timing. You don't want to throw 3 million more customers at an already taxed system.
Anything else you want people to know about your license plate resolution?
I just think that it's a bad idea, and I do not think that at this time we need to take something that's not broken and try to fix it.
We've still got 3.5 more months to go, though, in 2019. License plates won't be the only thing discussed in Erie County. What major agenda items do you expect to be brought up and be discussed in 2019? And frankly, what do you think will also pass in 2019?
Well, we'll be working very diligently on the budget, obviously. That'll be a major portion of our time in the last portion of the year. I also continue to harp on roads in my district and Como Lake Park, getting that dredged and finally fixed. And there's quite a few issues within my own district that we're going to be pounding the pavement and picking up the phone, making a few phone calls, and having conversations about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.